Hi, I'm Trisha, and this is Zoe Magazine's Artistic Allegory audio article. Dawning Solar Plexus, Receiving the Night to Heal the Day. The solar plexus, more traditionally known as celiac belly plexus, gets its name from its resemblance to the sun, with nerves meeting in the center, creating rays of nerves radiating outward to many other parts of the body. The solar plexus chakra also has much to do with motivation, willpower, and purpose, which stem from one's sense of personal efficacy. Chakras 101. Embracing both the light and dark in ourselves and of any situation can be wholly transformational. In fact, that type of perspective could be, and often is, considered an art form. Contrast is an essential part of any creative study, and over the past year, that study, in and of itself, has been an art form. For contrast to occur, however, a firm concept must be in place. A steady, clear, solid idea, brush, pencil, stroke, or word, is the beginning of contrast, for it's in the midst of the in-between places, in moments where questions arise and feelings emerge, that contrast offers clarity into both the light and dark of everything. Many groups and individuals have touted the benefits of observing, accepting, and even embracing contrast in one's life. Artists, mental health professionals, and spiritual gurus have all weighed in, at some point, about this foundational, alchemical, and yes, even career-launching subject. In fact, in 1851, the author of The Theory of Effect, Embracing the Contrast of Light and Shade, of Color and Harmony, artist John Bengo, maintains that an artistic understanding of contrast is essential in truly being received and respected in one's profession. Rembrandt, by his consummate knowledge of effect, gave that magic representation of light and shade that raised him to the highest rank in his profession, which, with his deficient skill as a draftsman, he could never hope to attain. There is an art to graciously receiving anything, and it's probably a good thing that Rembrandt was long gone after Bengo weighed in, including the tangible and the intangible, as well as the imaginative thoughts and creative flow. Many people use creativity to transmute the darkness that traumatic events can cause into beautiful pieces of artwork. The challenge with any creative endeavor that involves traumatic darkness is that it can be re-triggered and stop that process in its tracks. The delicate dance with the darkness can offer healing for both the artist and audience. Only the artist can understand the unfolding and expression of the trauma that will bring culmination in the finished piece. Embracing the contrast in life can impact our mental and physical health as well. Charlotte Skogsberg, a yoga teacher with a degree in clinical psychology, uses her challenging and changing locations and climate, moving from a tropical environment to mountainous environment, to deepen her awareness. What this contrast does is it makes me acutely aware of the details in the moment. I become very present. I also become aware of my capacity, that there are things I am capable of that I might not have been or might not be capable of doing at another point in time. This creates a feeling of humility, not only to my body's limits and capacities, but eventually towards things around me too. Moreover, metaphysical and spiritual teachers facilitate an understanding of embracing contrast for an easier flow in attracting and receiving one's hopes and desires. Esther Hicks, a well-known channeler of an entity called Abraham Hicks, has long spoken about the role of contrast in the law of attraction. About contrast, Abraham Hicks says, "Contrast is essential to decision. But once the decision is made, if you will turn your full attention to your decision and do your best to achieve a vibrational match with that decision, in very short order, the universe will go to work in helping you achieve whatever it is you are wanting." In other words, no matter how it's viewed, utilized, or understood, contrast offers a peek into the depths of understanding the multifaceted human experience.